Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Brumley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ortega. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. There goes Brumley trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Buford, who relays the ball to Romano, who tags Brumley, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ward moves to third. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Brumley and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to third. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortega is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortega is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Blasingame steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McMullen out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brumley and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Danny Cater pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Brumley and he is safe. Cater steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chance strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mike McCormick now pitching. Woody Held now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Cater moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. Hansen moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.